Cumbits FM and the widest music variety. Joining me on the phone from Akarau, I believe, is a Commodore of the Waimakariri Sailing Club, Sam Jones. Kia ora, good morning there. Sam, how are you?
Good morning, I'm good. I did what most people around New Zealand are doing and taking the Friday off and just getting a couple of days away with the family.
Isn't that such a great idea? In fact, if I had a look at the calendar earlier on this year, I probably would have done the same thing, Sam. But hey, you know, you're over there and I'm here. Let's have a chat about SailGP. Now, that caused one or two controversies, but what an amazing venue to hold SailGP, isn't it?
Just the second great event there. I mean, Littleton just turned it on. All the weather right up until Saturday and Sunday was all a little either northwest or southerly, and then that nor'easter came in for both days. And the devastation for the sailors, we were able to have a chat to a couple of them. They'd been in the Middle East with very little to no wind, and here we have a perfect day, and they couldn't sail. So
yeah,
it was a wee bit devastating, but you're right. Look at the positives of it. Lots of people in Littleton, lots of people over at the event. It's the biggest event they've had so far. Over 20,000 people attended it. SailGP was great for the sailing clubs. They gave us all some spare tickets, extra tickets, so we could get the kids over there. So we had lots of families going to watch it. I was out in the water marshalling the whole time on one of our clubs. A boat. So yeah, great event, mate. Just perfect for Littleton to hold it.
Sam, it is rumoured that it's not going to go back. Would appear as if maybe one or two people got slightly annoyed with some contract conditions there. You're feeling in your waters, excuse the pun. Do you reckon we've got an opportunity to get this to come back to what is absolutely an amazing natural amphitheatre?
I think I hope so. I say with anything with sailing or boating or anything to do with the water, actually in life, it's common sense and courtesy. So the common sense would say, putting in a contract, to your point, that if we see an animal in its natural habitat, we can't go racing. It would be like somebody said to me, it's like grounding every commercial flight because you might hit a wood pigeon.
Yeah.
You know, the dolphins are pretty smart. They stay away from danger. We've got jet skis and speedboats over there all the time going up and down the harbour and ships coming in. So having that in the contract was a bit silly. But look, the five races they got away on the Sunday, the crowds down on the water where we were just ecstatic. They were dubious. They were, you know, that we're going to get some racing in. And there was a few unsavoury comments towards the dolphins. But certainly, in the end, put on a great event. I hope it comes back.
Yeah. Honestly,
you know, got the infrastructure. Yeah, I hope it comes back because it is, and we, you know, lots of events go to Auckland. Down here, the council's got it sorted. The port company's got it sorted. The meeting of minds will come together and say, actually, let's take a deep breath and do this properly.
These guys have been on these absolute rocket ships for a number of years now, so they're getting used to it. But what happens if someone wants to learn to sail, Sam? What does the Waimak Sailing Club have to offer there?
So we're very lucky that we've got a private lake that we borrow off Christchurch Ready Mix Concrete. Just north of Kaiapoi, and it's we've got a key to the gate. It's not gate other times, so we love teaching adults and kids and families learning to sail. It's something we have a massive passion for. There's a huge amount of helpers and supporters that help us out. The mums and dads help out. I'm a wee bit annoying and try and get mums and dads in boats as well, so they're all sailing, but they've opened up another lake to us, so we've got a bigger lake to go out to. We were out there last Sunday. The most people we've had there for a learner sail session is 62. We do it a bit differently to other clubs, where we don't say you have to be there every week. We know people are busy, so and we also teach the sailor rather than the group of sailors. So if somebody doesn't learn as quickly as others, and usually that's the adults don't learn as quickly as the kids, then we teach them to their ability rather than them having to keep up. So we have had some sailors come from other clubs, which is great. We certainly don't go poaching them, but it's just, you know, more their style. And we've had kids. There's a kid, Zach, who came down. We took the Kaiapoi with a mate, Dan, to the Kaiapoi Scouts down there, and we had about 16 boys out in the water. Well, one of the kids, Zach, he's a rocket ship, mate. He's gone from optimist to racing an optimist to winning a race in one of our club champs or a junior of Magadha. Then he's suddenly in a P-class, and now he's in a Starling, all within about 3 months. So it's a fantastic, you know, it's brilliant. It's excellent. So just go to our website, you know, and get hold of me or one of the others and ask us about it. We'll more than happy to take you sailing.
So this kid has never been in a boat before, and now 3 months later he's sailing it by himself and winning races. That's amazing.
Oh, it's incredible. And he's not the only one. It's just one that I'll sort of pick on. But, you know, we've got other kids down there too who we've got this wonderful, actually, we've got the really young kids. We've got Bea, who's six. She's been out in a race and on the river because her brothers go out. She really wants to beat her brothers. We've got Pax and Remy, her brothers, who are very good sailors. We've got this these kids who are slightly old, maybe 12. They're in P classes now with the Jeff coach, Jeff O'Leary, and sailing fast. We've then got the next ones up who are going into bigger boats and racing. We've then got my daughters, Cadence and Lexi, who are the junior coaches along with Cameron. So, you know, there's all different parts of it. They're moving up through that skill level and loving it. You know, we've got whole families out on the water now. And one guy, he's like, oh, I was like, you need to buy yourself a boat. He's like, oh, I just bought a car. I said, you bought the family a car. So, oh, I bought my son a boat. You bought your son a boat. You didn't buy yourself a boat. Don't be so selfless. You know, get out there. So I'm not saying that I'm forceful, but look, getting as many people on the water is fantastic. We had 30 club champs the other day. We had 30 boats out.
Yep. Look, seriously, you are the Commodore, so you're allowed to throw your weight around a wee bit. Sam Jones, the WiMAX Sailing Club Commodore. Hey, what else, other projects have you got on the go at the moment, Sam?
Yeah, we'd like to talk to a couple of roofers because we need a new roof on the club. So if anybody's listening that that knows how to do some roofing, we need a couple of quotes to come in and we can go for funding for it. We're just putting a new kitchen in the moment, thanks to Mitre 10 Mega, who did a great deal for that. The guys down there look after us really well. They've sponsored some sales as well. Any volunteers? Like, we've got a canteen that Carol and Gwenda usually monitor, but they're not there all the time. We'd love somebody, if you've worked in, don't even have to work in catering. If somebody's looking for something to do on a Saturday or Sunday when we are racing, it's not every weekend, it's every two or three weekends, and we'd like to look after the canteen. It's just making sure it's stocked and taking the money and making sure, you know, those sorts of things would be great.
Absolutely. So get in contact with Sam Jones, the Commodore of the WiMAX Sailing Club. You got a web page or a Facebook? What's the best way of getting hold of you, Sam?
Yeah, you can go to sailwimac.org.nz, I think it is, or just Google us, WiMAX Sailing Club. My phone number, I can give you that, 029 200 4554. Just give me a call, and yeah, love to talk to you. It's a really good family community there that that people are really enjoying. So, you know, we've got great support too. I'd like to say thanks to you guys. You guys support us fantastically, and we still need to get you out in the boat one day. Bailey's North Canterbury sponsors as well. CBK Kayak. We've got all these people who are just fantastic to us. We really appreciate it. So it's great. It's like the community, mate. You know this. We've talked about this. The community's fantastic, and just putting all that together for the community too is brilliant. So lots going on, mate. Anybody's got any questions about it, just give me a call.
Good stuff. If you want to go sailing, the WiMAX Sailing Club, why not? Sam Jones, Commodore, thanks. We'll keep in contact with you, mate, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Gary. You too, mate. Talk to you soon.
Compass FM.